You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, visit robertprice.co.
Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price. And man, I'm so excited to share this episode with you on Resurrection Sunday because I feel like a little bit I'm being raised from a hiatus that, you know, I just took. Given the intensity of my focus on something I really was, you know, seeking to produce for the world. So the last episode that you guys heard from me, I talked about what will you produce in crisis, and I really took that to heart. And so just want to share some exciting news about that. I created this curriculum online for group coaching clients as well as personal coaching clients. It's a total of 6 courses that really take someone from not knowing who they are or what their gift is all the way to producing money, monetizing their gift. And there's a step-by-step process that I walk people through in that. And so just really excited to be able to produce that. Now, I will say the courses are broken out. So there's 6 different courses. So for people that are in group coaching or personal coaching, they have access to all of the modules and all of those courses. But for people who just want a taste, you know, they want one course. Each of the courses are broken out where someone can walk through them a la carte that way as well. But it took a lot of work in terms of putting together the content for that, putting together the slides and doing the recordings and, you know, getting that all set up. But I'm happy to say that is all set up. And so I will put my link tree in the show notes so that if you're at all interested in diving deeper in what I'm sharing, you have an opportunity to kind of explore that. But so I just wanted to mention that to let you know I didn't come back empty handed from the break. So you know, that's really exciting. But today I want to return to something that I talked about previously. And I dipped into this book, the, High Performance Habits. I completed the book this week, but I wanted to talk to you, this week about how to apply the book High Performance Habits to your life. Habit 2, which is generate energy. And I'll just start with this quote. The world belongs to the energetic. That is Ralph Waldo Emerson. And, you know, it's just so true. Two people. It's so funny. Like, I think about basketball and I have a nephew and Nasir, and he talks about wanting to play one-on-one when it gets warmer out, and you know, we have a court in the backyard, and he wants to play one-on-one. So for me, I know that I've played basketball for a really long time, ever since I was a kid. And so I'm pretty smart when it comes to thinking the game and, you know, figuring things out. However, it reaches a point where if you're not you don't have the energy. Your brain can be thinking something, but your body just is not able to produce the reaction your brain is telling it to do. And so I know there is an element of energy that goes with what I'm thinking. So I just know I need to get really into better shape before we start playing one on one again. I know for me, we've been playing horse a couple of times, and I've got him in horse, but you know, that doesn't it doesn't cause me to generate a whole lot of energy. But this is a, you know, 15-year-old workhorse right now, so I really need to get myself in shape. But here's the thing: that's not only true of one-on-one basketball; that's true in life. There are things. There's a book that you've been, you know, maybe needing to write, and you know, like, you have it in your heart. You know all the steps. You have the outline in your head. Like, you have it done, but just 7 o'clock, 7, 8 o'clock, you know, maybe it's time for you to lock in and write, and you just don't have the energy to do it. And now the world is missing out on that book or that product or that service or that idea, that program, like whatever it is that you, that it's on your heart to produce. We're talking about productivity, whatever it is on your heart to produce, you just can't because you don't have the energy. Right. So I believe this chapter in High Performance Habits Generate Energy is very significant, because even if you have the clarity and you know exactly what you want, you can't do it if you don't have the energy to get there. And vice versa, if you look at that in reverse, if you don't know exactly what you were going to do, let's say in basketball, like you have a lot of energy and you're just out there moving and jumping, running, jumping, you know, there are some times when just because you went after whatever you went after with energy, or you just drove to the basket hard because you had the energy, like there's times where you get results out of that play just because of the energy that was brought to it, even if you didn't know exactly per se what you were trying to do in that situation. And so, you know, energy, just generating energy is so important. And here's the struggle that we have now in this pandemic. The struggle is, if I go to my car right now, my gas is all the way on full. Even though gas has come down, the prices are, you know, really low. There's nowhere to go. Like, we're all home, right? Or we're supposed to be home. Or some people, you know, essential workers still have to work. But for the most part, our travel is very limited. Even for those who are traveling, like the extra trips here or there, extracurricular activities, like no one's doing that. So our gas tanks are pretty, you know, a lot fuller than they are normally. And so the problem is, though, that although our gas tanks are still full and don't need a lot of gasoline right now because we're not going to a lot of places, that's not true of our bodies. And that was my experience for a few weeks as we, you know, started in this, you know, quarantine. Like, I really, how can I say this? I had a great gym routine. Oh man, let me tell you, I was loving it. But, you know, I built up that consistency, and then boom, no gym. That's closed. And, you know, the house kind of small, walls thin. Like, it's just, if I start doing something in the house, it's like everybody can hear, and then it's just not a good look. And so I really struggled with that. And I really didn't want to run, go outside and do too much exercise outside, because as much as it's like, oh, that's okay, you can go for a run, go for a walk, I'm like, ah, I'm good on the outside right now. Like, just trying to limit my contact with people as much as possible. So I struggled through those the first couple of weeks of this quarantine, but I tell you what I have run into is first there's this idea that I had to come to grips with, right? And the idea was that your old routine won't work for your new reality. Right. That was it. Your old routine won't work for your new reality. And really, you could take that beyond this quarantine. Like you could take that anywhere in life, because, you know, whenever you start a new job, a new opportunity, you join a new club, a new experience, like that statement is still true. Your old routine won't work for your new reality. You move to a new city. Whatever it is, your old routine won't work. And so when I was able to come to grips with that, what do they say? They say the first step to resolving an issue, like you go to the doctor, the first step for them to fix whatever is wrong is the acknowledgement, the recognition of what is wrong in the first place. My stomach is hurting. My eye is bothering me. So for me, it was my routine is not working. My old routine is not working for this new reality, right? So once I recognized that, I realized, I started thinking hard. I'm like, I really have to find a new routine. And one of the things I thought of was yoga. And it's weird because I've done yoga in the past and even recently, but when I've done yoga recently, it's been more shorter yoga routines where it's just like a fill in for like as I'm in between my going to the gym days. It's not really a full blast yoga workout. But as I was thinking, like I did a program in the past, P90X, and I could never do this on my own. It was always with a group of people that I was able to do this with. And so, I mean, that's even that's a helpful hint for people, you know, maybe there's people you could do it with virtually or whatever. There's some things out there where there's other people you can team up with. But for me, what I realized is when I was doing the yoga in that program, what I realized is it was pretty intense. Like this yoga went on for about 45 minutes to an hour, but it was pretty, like you got a really good workout. Your muscles were worked really hard and you were sweating and you just all from yoga movements. And so I realized that. And I went to this channel, Yoga with Adrian. It's one of my favorite YouTube yoga channels. Actually the only one that I really rock with. I've done others in the past, but this one I've kind of stuck to like glue because it's just so effective. And she has all these strength related yoga videos and yoga for weight loss and like just intense yoga workouts. And so I said, that's it. I don't have to make a sound, but I can do these really challenging exercises and sweat and not have to disturb anyone, but even feel better internally and just the way yoga really cleanses you in terms of how you're forced to focus on your breath. And that really carries you, that bleeds into your day, like how you are when you're breathing, when you're focused on your breathing. And I think I talked about this in a previous episode. And I think maybe DIG was the acronym even. But I can go back and find that and put that in the show notes. But breathing really just throughout the day just elevates my game. But that was my new reality that I found. So now I feel like I can get back into a groove. And then once we return to a new reality, once we're out of this quarantine, then I'll have to realize that yoga thing that I locked into, that won't work for the new reality. So it just, you know, I'll have to flip it. But for now, right? Here's the thing. You might be thinking, I want to speak to the person who's like, this is not going to last forever. So I'm just going to struggle through this time until we get out of it. And then I'll return back to what I used to do. I just want to say, number one, I don't think there's going to be going back to what you used to do. I think we're going to be surprised that the things that we used to do won't necessarily work for the new reality post this quarantine. But even if it does, I want to focus on this time period, right? And I want to focus on you literally squeezing the juice out of the time you have right now. Like, I remember I had a student a long time ago. Her name was Aaliyah. And she, I remember I had an assignment for, it was like organizing files or something in this office when I worked at Delaware State University. And I'll never forget this moment. I was getting ready to ask her to do something, but I realized she only had 15 minutes left in her shift. So I'm like, well, it probably would be more fruitful to wait till for the next person to come in and then have that student do this same task. Well, I shared that with Aaliyah and I said, you got 15 minutes left. And she said words that I'll never forget. She said, you can do a lot in 15 minutes. And I know it's just so simple. Like, what do you like? How did that hit you hard? But when she said it, it just took me back. Like, wow, you can do a lot in 15 minutes. What such a wise perspective from this student. And so for me, like, that stuck with me. And it's speaking volumes right now in this quarantine that, hey, we might only have a few weeks left. We might only have a month left or 2 months. I mean, I don't know. We might have a short period of time that you're just looking to struggle through until you can get to the other side. But here's the thing. You can do a lot in 15 minutes. You can do a lot in a few weeks. And I want to share that with you to get your mind charged to the fact where you're switching to thinking of getting the most out of this time versus just seeing how you can waste it away until you get to the other side, if that makes sense. And so, yeah, just in this chapter about Generate Energy, Brendan Burchard, he talks about getting in the best shape of your life. For me, this is the best shape of this time period that I can get into, like doing the intense yoga, right? So for you, my challenge to you is to find whatever that is. Maybe that's just doing push-ups or squats or lunges in place or whatever it is. I don't know. Maybe you have a pull-up bar in your house, like whatever you can use to really get into what you would consider the best shape of your life in this time period. That's what my challenge is. But I also want you to think about these other energies that he talks about managing in the chapter. So that was really your physical energy, which he spent a lot of time on, which was like the basis of the point, right? But there's also spiritual energy. Like, what could you do to really lock in more spiritually where, you know, you're more in tune, you know, with yourself and with those around you, like your why, and really, you know, just getting the most depth out of this experience, spiritual energy, mental energy. What are you reading and using to advance your mind? So when you come out of this quarantine, you come out stronger than you went in. That's another thing, your mental energy. And then your emotional energy. Like, one of the things, and this is a really big thing for the place that we're in. There, you know, if you have the news on all the time, or just, it's just really, it can be really draining. I mean, so many people are either have, you know, the virus, like it's getting closer and closer to home. Like every person I hear, like I just had some family members in North Carolina where the whole family was in the one house and they had it, and they had people in the house with compromised immune system, sickle cell and things of that nature. And they all were healed from it. But just more and more people, I'm hearing, you know, people passing away. And it's just, it's hard to really stay in a position of gratitude and thankfulness as this time happens. But I've talked to you guys before about gratitude, right? And just a position of thankfulness. And that is the emotional energy that you have to lean on during this time. So for me, instead of focusing on the deaths and those that ended up, you know, having the virus, I focus on the folks that were the people that were healed, and being appreciative that my household is healed and healthy. My wife had a fever a couple of weeks ago, and you know, just with everything on, that's more concerning than probably it would be typically, but she's completely healed and healthy and moving around. No one else is in our household has anything. And then this has given us more time to create and do things that will be of significant value to the world. I talked about the courses and the curriculum and everything earlier. And so just for me, managing, focusing on what are the blessings out of this time, which, you know, I know it can be difficult to do with all of the news, but that you want to make sure you're managing your energy. And even being around people who might be talking about stuff all the time, hey, double headphones might be the answer, right? Or just go into a different room, a different position, like just whatever you need to do to protect your energy, really, so that you can be, you know, a high performer, even in this time where, you know, it's the most difficult time. But here's where the leaders really shine through and, you know, are the light for those around them. Of course, we want to, you know, maintain a heart for people, you know, really. I would say this is something I'm struggling with right now, but I would say, you know, people over productivity right now in terms of, you know, you are going to go a little slower, right? And being okay with that, but also not abandoning the productivity ship, even though you are accepting of the fact that there's going to be more family time or more things that you have an opportunity to do that you don't normally, right? So not missing that opportunity, but also not missing the opportunity to produce something that could be a game changer for those that will be reached by what it is. So with that, I just want to say this again, the world belongs to the energetic. So if the world truly belongs to the energetic, then here's my challenge to you. My challenge to you is to ask yourself, how can I increase my energy? Or let me say it this way. How can I move more daily and increase my energy while at home? Again, I'll say it again. How can I move more daily and increase my energy while at home? So We talked about the different energies, the physical energy, the spiritual energy, the mental energy, emotional energy, like really digging into each of those areas, what you can do. But for number one, the main point, focusing on that physical energy so that you could even have the energy to manage the rest, the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, right? And so that's the focus right now. Like, I understand it can be a struggle, but really lock in to what that thing is that you're going to do, you're going to focus on moving forward. So thank you for being patient with me. I'm back, and I'm back on Sundays now, just to throw that out there. I know I'd moved to during the week, but I'm back on Sundays now. Keep that consistent. That's another part of me managing this new rhythm of this quarantine. It'll be on Sunday, and I will do my best to keep it on Sunday for the remainder, really, of this time, just developing that new rhythm. But it starts your week, you know, it starts your week when you can hear it either Sunday night or Monday morning. It's just a good thing for you to start your week right. So remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Have a productive week.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, visit robertprice.co. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you listen to.